My name is Jamie Baines, and this is my very first podcast for the Danny and Park Good News Podcast Series. I started this podcast because I'm sick and tired of all the negativity that seems to be everywhere. So instead of just adding to all the division, anger, and hate, I've decided to look for good news and positive stuff to share. Full disclosure, I was a Richmond police officer for 27 years. When I talk about police-related topics, I'm speaking from my personal experience, not through the lens of the media or anyone else. In my opinion, many politicians use friction between the police and the people they protect for their own personal power gain. I don't think many have the people's best interest at heart. I think it's up to us to look out for one another and treat each other the way we want to be treated. Since this is my first episode, chances are better than average that it's going to sound like a first episode. So bear with me as I learn. As I do additional episodes and get more familiar and comfortable with the software and what it can and can't do, I promise it's going to improve. But before I get going on that, this episode is going to be an introduction to me and my backstory just to let everyone know who I am. I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia. My dad split and left my mom to raise three kids, my two sisters and myself, by herself. He helped financially, but we only saw him on holidays and birthdays. I went to Richmond Public Schools, K-12, then went to VCU for 4 years, studied psychology, then dropped out. A few years later, in 1993, I was hired by the Richmond Police Department and did 9 years patrolling Church Hill, then became a detective. I spent the first 2 years investigating crimes against kids, the majority of which were sexual assaults, then moved over to homicide. I worked murders primarily for the final 18 years of my career with the Richmond Police Department and retired in 2020. I wrote my first Danny and Park novel in 2018 and have self-published 4 other Danny and Park novels, then this year started a spinoff series called The Outlaws. All the books are on my website, dannyandparknovels.com. I've also got works there from other writers, poets, and musicians. If you have some work you want me to post, shoot me an email at dannyandpark@gmail.com. As long as it's positive, I'll post it. I started writing the books because I've been an avid reader since my college days. All of the mass market authors, King, Koontz, Deaver, Connolly, I enjoyed them for a lot of years, but as time went by, the authors who had cops as their protagonists began to get on my nerves. I wasn't a cop when I started reading them, but the longer I was a cop, the more I didn't like how authors portrayed the cop characters. A common narrative thread was some corrupt cop did something wrong, and it was up to a good cop to stop the corrupt one. You can find this plot in many novels over many years, and it's still used today. Not just in books, but in movies, TV, etc. It got to the point where the writing was just so unrealistic, I decided to write a fiction novel, but use my experiences as a patrol cop and detective as a backdrop. And of course, the novel was set in Richmond. So I wrote it, edited it myself, self-published it, and there were so many typos, it was unbelievable. Eventually, I had family and friends edit that book and the ones that followed so it smoothed out. I suppose I could then end the episode here, but I got to bring up the bad so I can get to the good. Things were going fairly well in Richmond and the police department. For years, Richmond has been a violent city with its fair share of blight. It has been making some progress, albeit slow, in revitalizing some neighborhoods as well as downtown. Crime had been dropping, though there were still shootings and murders. The police department is diverse and, in my opinion, had a great relationship with the citizens. Of course, there have been and always will be people who don't like the police. And there will always be police officers who treat people badly, be it because they're racist, because they have an inferiority complex, etc. And also in my experience, racism isn't exclusive to just one race. Anyone can be a hateful, ignorant bigot, no matter the color of their skin. But cops like these, and people like those who don't like cops, are the exception. Again, I'm basing this on my experience as 27 years being a Richmond cop. So what happened? May 2020, Minneapolis. Chauvin and Floyd. I don't know if one cop I spoke with who thought what Chauvin did was right. Not one. Cops and chiefs across the country condemned him and said he was a murderer. This should have been when cops and citizens came together as one to condemn him and demand justice. But as everyone knows, that didn't happen. I'm not going to talk about what happened in other parts of the country during the spring and summer of 2020. just touch briefly on my experience in Richmond. I was working the first night when the protesters surrounded police headquarters, the second night as well. A line of Richmond cops in riot gear stood outside and were subject to verbal abuse and pelted with rocks, bits of concrete, whatever else these people could find to throw at them. And not because the Richmond police officers had done anything wrong, it was just because they were cops. The third night, two Richmond cops were shot. One almost died. A year later, the local media brought up on the one-year anniversary of the protests and the unrests, yet failed to mention the shot cops. One media outlet eventually did, and did a nice interview with them, but that was only one media outlet. Back to 2020, I saw people who don't live in the dangerous areas of town curse, yell, and threaten Richmond cops. Some would spray paint ACAB on the buildings. That's A-C-A-B. All cops are bastards. Also, they'd spray paint Fuck 12, then pigs. They'd bring their kids down and use that as a backdrop for a family photo. Or some national photographer who doesn't even live here would come here, take a few pictures, and then leave. What if it was all nurses are bastards? Or all teachers are bastards? How about photographers or bakers? Would they use that as a backdrop for the photos? I saw a group of mainly white protesters surround the house of a black city council member and threaten to harm her because she supported the police. I saw soccer moms using their minivans, parked a safe distance away from all the rioting, acting as supply and medical vehicles for the protesters. And the most disgusting thing I experienced was the owner of a group of Richmond restaurants stating in an email that he stood with the protesters, not the Richmond cops, who for years had patronized his establishments and responded when they called 911. And that was it for me. I applied for another job, got it, and put in my retirement papers. The Richmond Police Department has something called a DROP, which is all capital letters. It stands for Deferred Retirement Option Plan. After 20 or 25 years, you can officially retire, but still work as a police officer for up to 6 years. You still get your salary as you work, but your monthly pension goes into the bank. The city gets the accumulated interest, you still get your salary, and after 6 years, or however many years you want to put into it, you get the lump sum of your pension payments, less what the city got as interest. Everyone wins. You get a nice savings built up, the city makes money, and it retains its employees. I was in the drop for 2.5 years and retired because of what I saw in 2020. Many officers who are right at 20 or 25 years retired without going into the drop, though they had planned to do so. Other officers simply quit. Some in the media will say that the number of officers retiring or quitting isn't accurate. I'm telling you, it is. The city of Richmond's leaders have lost their way, and the citizens who are suffering aren't the ones who live in the safe neighborhoods, the ones who put up signs in their yards and think they're activists. The citizens who suffer are the ones who live in the less safe neighborhoods who know the police officers are there to help them. During one of my final months, I was at the scene of a murder in the far east end of the city while the protesters were running around, lighting fires and vandalizing buildings in and around downtown and Monument Avenue. The people who lived near the murder scene came out to the officers, detectives, and forensic investigators and told us that we support you. They don't speak for us, talking about the protesters. And that right there is why I continue to use the city for my novels. The city's leaders have lost its way, but the people who need and support the police and who support law and order have not. I no longer work for the city, but will always consider myself a Richmond police officer. And moving forward from this episode, I'm going to focus on the good in the world, not the bad. Welcome to my podcast.